This is Warrior Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Thank you for joining us. This Warriors Sound flashback to Game 1 of the 2017 NBA Finals, taking us back to June 1st of 2017. As on that evening at Oracle Arena, eventual Finals MVP Kevin Durant had 38 points in Game 1, helping set a tone that would carry the Warriors to the title. As we start with our post-game recap from that Thursday night in Oakland, where you'll hear from Warriors assistant coach Mike Brown, who had been filling the role of acting head coach for much of the playoffs, as Warriors head coach Steve Kerr was dealing with health issues and wouldn't return to the bench until Game 2 of the Finals. This now a listen back to our Game 1 recap from the 1st of June in 2017.
The Warriors and Cavs Game 1 of the NBA Finals played with an intensity that the Warriors were able to build upon, and Kevin Durant's intensity was key. A real great team effort all around. The Warriors limiting turnovers in a major way and bringing home a victory in this Game 1. And when you look at what Durant was able to do in this game, it was a stunning display with a game-high 38 points to go with 8 rebounds and 8 assists, as Stephen Curry delivered 6 three-pointers on his way to 28 points and 10 assists. As the Warriors get it done in this Game 1, 113-91 the final. Here's Coach Brown.
I give our guys credit. Steve just said it to our guys at the end of the game. We had a formula, and our guys did a nice job trying to follow it, and you give him credit. He's talked from day one about winning the possession game, and you know our guys had 4 turnovers for the course of the game, and that's a good defensive team, and they're active and athletic and long, and they anticipate really well. So for them to be able to jump the passing lanes like they have in the past and so on and so forth, for our guys to go out there for 48 minutes and have 4 turnovers, was fantastic.
All right, Game 2 is Sunday night here at Oracle Arena before the series shifts to Cleveland for Games 3 and 4. And for extended post-game interviews, features, and more throughout the finals, Warriors.com/sound has 24/7 coverage. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is the NBA Finals.
On the Warriors radio network, Tim Roy and Jim Barnett spoke with Zaza Pachulia after the win.
The Warriors get the win. Zaza Pachulia puts on the headset. And Zaza, first of all, let me ask you on a personal note here from up top. How was it? How was your first finals experience?
Oh, it was amazing. First of all, I want to say it's been a long 8 or 9 days. I mean, playing against the Spurs and, you know, till now, till today. It was long. I mean, I hated it, honestly. But I'm glad it's... We won the first game. I think energy was there, even though you could tell it was a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of excitement. We were missing so many easy shots. And I think we're going to get better, obviously, but experience-wise, it's been amazing. I'm so lucky and honored, you know, to be in this situation.
By the way, you guys had only 4 turnovers tonight. That ties an NBA Finals all-time record.
Yes, first off, it was only 1 turnover, you know, for us. Very important to have a winning possession game. And I think we did a good job controlling the ball, and obviously controlling the tempo, getting good shots, you know, helping each other, both defensively and offensively. So, you know, 1 down. Now all the concentration, all the preparedness is going to be for the next game.
Zaza, you took a page out of Stephen Curry's book, Around the Basket. With those twisting layups in the third quarter, you made a couple of them, putting all that spin on the ball. I hadn't seen that from you yet.
I've seen it a lot. You know, Steph doing it, KD doing it, so why not?
Well, I thought it was pretty spectacular, Tim.
Thank you.
It was. So Zaza, it's just game one now, so now you guys got to, you know, enjoy a little bit tonight and get ready for game two. What kind of a challenge do you expect from the Cavs in game two?
Yeah, obviously, you know, they're going to come more aggressive. You know, they're going to look at the film. You know, they're going to make some adjustments. Us, you know, we're going to do the same thing. You know, not necessarily make adjustments, but, you know, there are definitely little things that you can do better. And for us, you know, I kind of think that every time we play the games, every game we play better and better. I mean, if you look at the past series, second game is better. Third one is even better, you know. So we kind of build on and playing games, and So looking forward to the second game.
All right, you did a great job tonight, Zaza. You held Tristan Thompson to 4 rebounds, set a whole bunch of great schemes, defended well there, especially at the start of the third quarter. Well done, and I'm so happy for you. You got a chance to play in the NBA Finals.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm blessed.
All right. 113-91, Warriors with the win over the Cavaliers.
On the ESPN radio broadcast, Mark Stein grabbed a moment with Stephen Curry.
How much better do you feel than you did a year ago?
I feel good right now, man. I try not to think about the past. Just focus on what's going on right now. And, you know, the flow is there. The energy is there. And anything that I try to do on the floor, I feel like, you know, I can accomplish it. So it's a good feeling to have. And we obviously know there's a lot of work to do.
When you and KD have it going like this, who can keep up with you guys?
I mean, that's what we try to do every single night. And like I said, we think we can play better. And play smarter, be more aggressive earlier in the game, and hopefully continue this momentum we built all playoff, you know, long, and especially to start this series. So it's a good start, and obviously we know it starts 0-0 on Sunday, so we got to be ready.
And this now, some of the post-game press conference after Game 1 of the 2017 NBA Finals with Kevin Durant and Stephen Curry together behind the microphones.
Kevin, in the first half, you had 23 points, but you were 0-for-2, 3 points. You were going to the rim and dunking a lot. Was that part of the game plan, or was that organic that just developed because of the way things were going?
That was organic. I don't know when I'm a dunk or when I'm gonna get wide open three or. Mm-hmm. I just go out there and play, and you know, try not to predetermine anything. Just go out there and hoop. And tonight we could be a lot better than we were tonight. But in the finals, you get a W, we'll take it.
Tim, next row up.
Tim Kawakami, Mercury News. Kevin, you know you had LeBron as the assignment. He guarded you. What were you thinking going into this? What were you emphasizing, and how did you think that matchup turned out?
Well, it's not about me. You know, he's going to do what he does. You know, he's LeBron James. He can, you know, he's, you guys know what he can do. So I just try to play as hard as I can and not make it about a matchup. It's about us. It's about Golden State Warriors versus the Cleveland Cavaliers, you know, and we only going to do it together. And, you know, that's just our whole mindset. And so I just try to do my part, stay locked in on both ends, and have some fun out there. But they're tough to stop, you know, but I think we did it as a group tonight.
Same row towards the center.
Yeah. Question for Steph. Ryan Leong with the Associated Press Radio. Steph, you mentioned how you don't want to relive anything that happened last year. Where does this win put you guys as far as, like, just taking the lead in this series to start off?
I mean, it's a focus on what's in front of you. You know, we had an opportunity to win our, you know, the first game of the series, get off to a good start. We were able to do that. Like Kay said, we feel like we can play much better. Especially offensively, early in the game, just you know, finishing better around the rim. Those open opportunities that we had because we were moving the ball well and trying to force him into tough decisions on the defensive end. But the best thing about tonight, obviously, was just our defensive presence and effort for 48 minutes. They're going to make tough shots. They're a talented team. They have two of the best scorers in the league. So you got to just keep pressing, sticking to the game plan. But you know, like I said, focus with what's in front of you. You know, win one game. Now we look to Sunday to try to do it again. We've been here before and know there's a lot of work left to do. So, good start.
And we leave you with Game 1 highlights from the 2017 NBA Finals as heard on the Warriors Radio Network. Thanks for joining us.
Cross court, bounce pass to Durant in traffic by James, who falls down. It's another dunk for KD.
What a risky pass.
How Mike Brown didn't come out of his socks watching that throw cross court is beyond me. Cross court, inbounds, bounce pass. Durant, left elbow extended, throws the ball into Iguodala. Andre on the sideline, back to Durant, guarded by James.
Wonderful quarter for Durant.
What a great matchup here. Now a switch. Guarded by Tristan Thompson. Off the dribble. Jump shot. KD's the elbow. Batted out by McGee. Tipped down the floor. McGee grabbed it. Hand off Curry. Curry with a dribble. Right side Durant. Drives around James. Hand off McGee. Two-hand slam. Well, he got fouled, too. Bounce pass McGee. Over the head dunk as he sliced in from the baseline out of bounds. JaVale McGee's spectacular move.
Another out-of-bounds play where you get Cleveland napping.
24-22 Warriors. Irving up top. Curry and Thompson guarding Smith and Irving. And now Curry switches on Irving. Screened by Tristan Thompson. Irving spins on McGee, who holds his ground. Good defense. Lob inside Thompson. Hand off James. Goes up and rammed it down with a right hand. And then flexes for the camera.
A little stare. He's got 11.
Curry rebounds a miss. Comes up the floor. Up the middle. Deep three on the way. Heat check!
Well, LeBron was there. He didn't expect it. So many players fall into that category.
About a 35-footer for Curry, it looked like. James up the floor with a dribble left side. James off the screen to the elbow. Bounce pass to Thompson. Goes up. Blocked by McGee from behind. Knocked it away. Here's Kevin Durant. Durant to the trailing Curry. Pump fake. Now working on Williams. Drives by him. Floater up. No good. Tipped up. No good. McGee deflected. Curry open corner three. Yes!
How about JaVale McGee? Tim, first of all, at the defensive end, he was helping on LeBron James with Durant, and he had to recover fast to get that ball, and he did.
James up the floor with a dribble left side. James off the screen to the elbow, bounce pass to Thompson, goes up, blocked by McGee from behind, knocked it away. Here's Kevin Durant. Curry with the ball, right side, gets a switch, guarded by Tristan Thompson, hesitates, down the lane, up left hand, good! Curry all the way to the cup. He's got 10.
He may have shot that one from the hip. That was miraculous.
West, right elbow. West playing his first NBA Finals to Iguodala, who drives in another hammer dunk for Andre.
Quick little step around Richard Jefferson. Jefferson hung on. I love the way they officiated that. They could have called a foul. They let it go. Warriors got a dunk.
Rebound to Andre. Up to Clark. Clark back to Iguodala. Iguodala middle of the floor. Goes right corner to Draymond. Dumped it down to West. West power move over Jefferson to the rim. And he banked it home.
He wasn't going to settle for a jump shot there. Good recognition. Good feed.
Durant dribbles up the middle of the floor. Steps around Irving. Right down Broadway. Nobody home for a right-hand slam.
Tim, he's had three dunks in 13 minutes.
Well, the Cavaliers' help defense has not been good at times.
We were talking about it before the game, and Steve suggested we try to get the ball in his hands right away and put him in a position where he can attack downhill. So we tried to do that early on, and KD didn't settle. When he had an opportunity, he went downhill, and it worked out well.
Korver left alone on a trailing three. Missed it. Love snatches the offensive rebound. Goes up over Curry. Blocked by Draymond. Goes back up. No good. Tip no good. Draymond with the rebound. Curry leads Livingston on the break. Livingston stepping around Korver. Pass to Durant. Two-hand slam. Not pretty, but it was effective. James behind the back. Jumper wide open. They give him a straightaway three, and he nailed it.
No one looked like they wanted to defend him.
James to Tristan Thompson. Hand off Irving, who draws a foul and hits the shot, and they're going to give it to him. A push on Klay Thompson, and he ran into Irving, and Irving wisely just threw it up. A spectacular shot by Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, it was a little handoff, yep. And he put on the brakes so Klay Thompson could not stop and ran right into the back of him. He was looking for free throws there, and he got a birthday present, you would say, and he just made a four-point play.
James down the lane, throws a bad pass, stolen by Klay. Klay up ahead, Durant. Durant, they'll let him go again for another dunk.
He's got 20, Tim. He's got 20 of 9 of 16.
Lob pass stolen by Draymond as James didn't see him. Over to Durant. Durant puts on the brakes. James was there. Durant needs help. Finds Klay. Klay puts it on the deck. Spins down over to Draymond. Pump fake. Cut off by Tristan Thompson. Pass low to Iguodala. Iguodala to Curry. Curry guarded by Love. Eight to shoot. Curry, top of the key. Drives by him. Left hand scoop. Rolled it in.
That's what I wanted him to do in game 7 in the closing minute of that game, Tim, when he got Love on him.
He couldn't do it then.
He did it easily there, didn't he? Pretty.
Yep. Tristan Thompson to James. Downstairs, Smith. Smith working on Curry. Double team, lost the ball. Curry knocked it away. Draymond goes to the hardwood to get it. Klay takes a pass from Curry. Leaves it for Durant left side. It's a three, and it's good. KD right in front of the Cavalier bench.
You don't often see that from Klay Thompson. He usually pulls up and launches himself. But Durant is hot. He's got 26 now.
Klay with a dribble left side on Kyrie. Bumped him up. Bounce pass Zaza. Goes up. Got fouled. Spelled it up and in with his back to the basket and gets a foul.
Sometimes your prayers are answered, Tim.
Curry off the screen. Left side with a dribble. Top of the key jumper on the way. Swish. Irving got caught chasing. And the Warriors start the second half with a 7-0 run. And Tyronn Lue wants time. Rebound Zaza, handoff KD, throws to Curry. It's an open three. Got it!
Got it up just enough to curl it over the front of the rim.
10-1, Warriors lead by 18. 70-52. Klay, left wing Durant. Durant guarded by Love. They iso for KD. They show double. He'll rotate to Draymond. Right side Curry. Off a screen by Zaza. Great fake on James. Into a three. Hits nothing but the bottom of the net. He went right. James went left. 73-52 Warriors. Curry down the right wing. Comes with a left-hand dribble middle. They leave him unguarded. He'll take the three and he knocked it down. Number 300 of his postseason career. And he was wide open. And it's 78-60 Warriors.
Focus with what's in front of you. You know, win one game. Now we look to Sunday to try to do it again. We've been here before and know there's a lot of work left to do. So, good start.
Here's James. James with a dribble on Durant. James waiting. Cross over the right hand. Driving all the way. Right hand blocked away by Durant. Here comes Curry with the ball. Curry in transition. Dialing long distance. He's got an answer. The Warriors lead by 19. 87-68.
How about Durant's defense on LeBron? Superb.
Curry, pick and roll with Durant. Curry, bumped by Jefferson. Far side with the dribble. Feeds down to Draymond. Draymond at the box. Over LeBron. Good and a foul! A foul on James as their arms got tangled. And LeBron's not happy. He's going to walk down Danny Crawford.
Well, he got hooked by Draymond Green. Hooked and snookered, if you will. He took his left arm and he pinned LeBron's left arm.
Cavs don't have a foul to give, neither do the Warriors. Curry up top, dribbling on Irving. McCaw slips the pick. One dribble to the corner to Draymond. He'll fire away. Three ball! Left corner pocket for Draymond.
Finally got one.
93-69 Warriors. Curry now. Right wing goes to Durant. Durant will fire. It's a three for the right corner. Durant's 14 of 26 from the floor, and he's got 38. They play like that. They're hard to beat.
Yes.
Livingston picks up the dribble to Barnes. Right baseline. He drives in. Shovel to McAdoo, who goes in and scores. And that's assist number 30 on the night for Golden State. McCaw catches in front of the logo. Bounce pass to Matt Barnes. Love to see Matt Barnes get a bucket here.
Yes.
Cross court to Livingston. One dribble with McAdoo. Livingston to the foul line. In trouble. Needs Barnes. Barnes will catch with one. Takes a desperation three. Got it, Matt Barnes! Gets his first NBA Finals points as a Golden State Warrior.
You're a good luck charm, Tim.
113-89.
In the first half, we missed a lot of bunnies. And we said, you know, if we can make a few of these bunnies, you know, and continue to play the way we're playing, that we could possibly bust the game open a little bit, and we were able to do that.
Free throws make it 113-91. Livingston to the timeline, and it will run out. And the Warriors continue to be unbeaten in the postseason. 13-0. And they have taken game one with a final score of 113-91. And draw first blood in the 2017 NBA Finals.
Has been Warriors Sound Live.
Right side three. Got it!